Today, it's another edition of the Your Hometown Series. Come along as we head south to the beautiful village of Moni, and we'll show you why you just may want to call it your hometown. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery, doing good and supporting Illinois communities, and by McDonald's.
Here we go, about 40 miles south to the suburb of Moni, and let's say good morning to the mayor, Dr. Therese Bogues. And you're a dentist, too, aren't you, doctor?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Bob. How are you today?
I'm interested in finding out how a dentist becomes the mayor and why you chose Moni.
My parents moved to Moni a couple of years before I brought my family here, and I moved to Moni in 1996. At the time, I had gotten a job at the local dental office here in town, and what I really loved about that was the town being so small and rural. You'd run into patients at the post office, at church, out in, you know, at different events, and I really liked that hometown friendly feel. And I thought, you know what, one day I want to open my own business in town. So about 15 years ago, opened my own business. I've been loving it. Same thing, you see your patients all over the place. So it's really a lot of fun. And at the time I decided to run for mayor, I saw the potential in the town, and I didn't feel like it was being optimized. And I thought, as a local business owner who understands how to run a successful business, maybe it was time to bring Moni up to the next level. So I was able to assemble a team that works well together. They work great for the village, and I'm very proud of all the hard work my team puts in for the residents.
You know, one of the great things about living in Chicago, you don't have to drive very far to get to a place with a good old-fashioned Main Street and that small-town feel. Sounds like that's what you have in Moni, isn't it?
That is definitely what we have, and that is one of the pluses. We're, like you said earlier, we're about 35, 40 miles south of the city, close enough to get into the city, yet far enough removed where it's still open spaces. Moni itself is very unique in that regard. We're right off of I-57. We've got such a mix of different. We've got industrial, we've got commercial, we've got residential, we've got estate residential, agricultural, and I think that's really the best part is you get a mix of a little bit of everything.
So tell us, if we've never been to Moni, what we should definitely check out if we make the trip.
Where do I start? There's so much out here that we have to offer. One of the most beautiful places is definitely our Moni Reservoir. So that's great if you like the outdoors. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. We've got a lot of fantastic restaurants, whether you're looking for American, Mexican, Polish, homestyle comfort food. We've got a whole mixture. We've got Crow's Head Cooperage, which is open, which is a very rural, outside beer garden. So it's really, there's a lot to do.
Got something special going?
Parks and Rec Department. Pardon me?
For Halloween, what do you got going tonight?
For Halloween, we've got trick-or-treating tonight, but last Friday we did a trunk-or-treat, and I'd say there were about 4,000 people total. Hmm. Not all children, because you got the families, but we had the biggest draw that we've had in years past. And, of course, this year Moni is celebrating our 150th anniversary. We were incorporated in 1874, so on November 9th, actually at 10 o'clock in the morning at the Village Hall, we're going to have on display items from the time capsule that was buried in 1974. We're going to have items on display of what's going into the next time capsule, so it'll be a lot of fun to check that out.
And since you're a dentist, do you give the trick-or-treaters something with a little less sugar tonight?
A little bit, but not too little. No, nobody wants their house egged or toilet paper. So.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a fine line.
By the way, you got to check out the special Wall Street Journal section today that they have on dental health. Listen to this. Imagine a world where you could regenerate a missing tooth with a single drug, and micro robots could clean your teeth every night. The future, according to scientists, is getting closer every day. How about that?
That would be amazing. That would be not great for business, but that would be amazing for people overall and their health. Definitely.
All right. Leave us with a pick for breakfast there in Moni. I know you don't like to play favorites. You got a lot, but what are you recommending these days?
For breakfast, I would definitely recommend either Shoups or Brian's. They've got fantastic food. You can't go wrong with either of them.
All right, we like that. It's Moni, south of Chicago, and the feature on Your Hometown Today, Dr. Therese Bogues, the mayor and the dentist. And I enjoy talking to dentists when I'm not in the chair. Nothing personal, but thanks for
that
time.
No, nothing personal taken.
Congratulations on the work you're doing in Moni.
Thanks so much, Bob.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
To get more Your Hometown content and submit suggestions for your hometown, visit WGNRadio.com/yourhometown.